You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The president of Senate, Chuck Schumer, seems to be willing to pull out all the stops as it relates to the federal voting rights bill. He will stop at nothing to try and pass same. And now it seems as though President Biden is on board as well. He's headed to Atlanta. Activist groups there saying, don't come unless you have a solution. So it'll be interesting to see what ultimately happens. Here to talk to us about is Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation, Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Hans, it's been a while. Happy New Year to you. Glad to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me back, and Happy New Year to you, too.
So this seems to be all hands on deck. We will pull out all the stops. Doesn't matter. We'll change the Senate. We'll change the way that we conduct and govern ourselves. All in on this one bill.
Well, it is. And part of pushing this bill and part of Joe Biden's speech today, I have no doubt, is pushing this propaganda that there is voter suppression going on across the country, that election reforms passed by states like Georgia are intended to keep people from voting. They've been making that claim in Georgia, by the way, since 2008, when Georgia passed its first voter ID law. And I say it's propaganda because we know it's not true due to turnout numbers. Look, the Census Bureau last year released a big report on the 2020 election. The turnout in that election was almost 67%. That was just short of the record turnout in the 1992 election. So the turnout in the 2020 election was higher than when Barack Obama ran for election in 2008 or 2012. And states like Georgia, I mean, Georgia, let's talk about Georgia for just a second, if I may. Remember, Chuck Schumer is pushing this bill hard, saying that, you know, Georgia's done all these terrible things. Georgia had higher turnout than New York in the last three federal elections, 2016, 2018, 2020. And in the last two federal elections, black voters in Georgia turned out at a higher rate than New York. So that tells you that maybe Chuck Schumer ought to concentrate on making things better in New York, and he shouldn't be worrying about places like Georgia where they're doing just fine.
Well, and the other irony is that we end up moving, like Major League Baseball, All-Star Game, to another state. When you make a comparison, there are a lot of provisions in Colorado that were more restrictive than they were in Georgia.
That's exactly right. Or to give you another example of, you know, Joe Biden's from Delaware.
Yeah.
Well, Georgia has 18 days of early voting. Until this year, Delaware had 0 days of early voting. They finally passed a law authorizing early voting, but they're only going to have 8 days. So you still have a greater ability to vote in Georgia than his home state of Delaware, yet I haven't heard a single attack.
No, none.
By Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer about restrictive voting in Delaware.
No. No, because you can't mislead the folks, because the facts are the facts, and they don't really want to talk about the facts. But one of the things that they talk about voter suppression is voter ID. And,
right.
You know, and why has that become an issue for folks when we understand the amount of fraud that's out there today in all walks of life? People, you know, gaining access to other folks' bank accounts, credit cards, this, that, or otherwise. So Is it a suppressive act if they ask you for an ID to back up your check or your credit card or otherwise when you're shopping?
No, and that's, again, part of this propaganda war by the left. Look, there was a study released 2 years ago that looked at turnout across the nation in all 50 states for 10 years, from 2008, when the first voter ID laws went into place in states like Georgia and Indiana, through 2018. And the conclusion was that it had absolutely ID had absolutely no effect on keeping anyone from voting, no matter what their race, no matter what their ethnicity or anything else. But they keep pushing this idea, and they keep trying to say that this is suppressing voting. I think it's an attempt to, frankly, scare their voters and to raise money for them, because all these liberal groups believe that, even though it's not true.
So they also want to have same day, election day registration. So you can walk into a voting booth, walk into a poll, excuse me, request an application, fill it out, and never, ever have to identify yourself. Because in a lot of states, you don't need an ID to vote, nor do you need an ID to register. That seems to be really risky to me.
Well, it is. And in fact, the bill they're trying to push through Congress, there's two different ones, H.R. 1. There's also the Freedom to Vote Act, which really ought to be called the Freedom to Cheat Act. Both of those would require every state to put in same-day voter registration at the same time that they either wipe out or restrict state voter ID laws, which is a horrible combination. Combine that with the fact that these bills would require every single state to allow what the left likes to call vote harvesting. I call it vote trafficking. In other words, they want to force states to allow any third-party strangers to show up at people's doors to pick up their absentee ballots. In other words, they want to guarantee that their paid political operatives can show up at voters' doors where they are in a position to coerce and pressure them to vote a particular way and then handle their ballots. What in the world does that have to do with somehow protecting voters? It's the exact opposite.
And the states that have more liberal provisions of their election code. So some states you can actually early vote for as long as I want. Is it 12 weeks in some states?
It's not quite that long, although.
Or is it 10 weeks or something that I saw in one of the states?
Yeah, it's a very lengthy period, which, by the way, means that from a policy standpoint, that's not a good idea, because you're voting often before all the information has come out about the candidates.
Yeah, but they don't touch any of those provisions to try and, you know, there's an argument to be made for consistency, right? But that's not what they really want.
No, it's not. No, it's not at all. What they're trying to do is destroy, frankly, like I said, all the security provisions states have put in place. I mean, not only do they want to get rid of voter ID laws, but for example, the federal statute has a provision that would wipe out all witness signature requirements on absentee ballots. So it's as if they don't want any ability to verify who people are when they're voting.
Now, it could be said that we have not uncovered a fraudulent scheme that has significantly altered any of these federal elections. Is that correct?
Well, don't forget that in 2018, a congressional race, which is a federal election in North Carolina, North Carolina's ninth congressional district, was actually overturned, and half a dozen people were charged with absentee ballot fraud that affected the outcome of that election.
But the point I was going to make is that you don't really need to wait till these things occur to understand where the procedures are ripe for abuse, because they're or analogous transactions that go on every other day, where people are currying favor for one reason or another, that try to manipulate the system.
No, that's exactly right. And there's nothing wrong with, and in fact, it's smart for states to take steps ahead of time to try to fix these vulnerabilities in the system. I find it pretty ironic that in order to get a vaccine shot and a booster shot in Virginia, where I live, I had to show a government-issued photo ID. And I don't hear the left or anyone else saying that that's suppression. Trying to prevent people from getting a vaccine. Yet when it comes to an ID for voting, all of a sudden that should be prohibited.
So is there actually a belief? I mean, I think there's at least two, if not three, possibly four Democrats that really have a problem with doing away with the filibuster, especially even though they're trying to say that this is the most important right and freedom that we have in this country. And I guess this is going to be the hallmark piece of legislation that they test the willingness of folks to actually do away with the filibuster. Is there really a belief that they might be able to succeed in this endeavor?
Well, it depends on whether Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema continue their stance. And there is enormous pressure being brought on them, not just by senators, but by a lot of progressive interest groups. But so far, they've said they're not willing to get rid of the filibuster rule, which is a good thing, because it's one way, frankly, of making sure that when legislation actually does pass Congress, it's consensus legislation. It's not just one party or mob rule driving things through.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of ironies here, and going to Atlanta, to me, seems to be one, although Stacey Abrams, I'm told, is not going to be there. With President Biden, she has yet to accept the results of the gubernatorial election that she lost to Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia as of today, to the best of my recollection.
Well, no, that's true, but that's because she just doesn't want to admit that more voters wanted Kemp than her. In fact, you know, she keeps talking about all these problems in the 2018 election. There was a huge increase in turnout in that 2018 election compared to the governor's race 4 years before. And in fact, a larger share of blacks voted in that election in Georgia than whites. And so all of her claims, again, about voter suppression have turned out to be completely untrue.
She still lost the election, but has yet to say that she did. Right?
She will not admit that that's
a legitimate election. But yet we're attacking people every single day that say the same thing about other elections, but not their own.
Right. And politics is full of irony, isn't it? But you know, the big thing people need to understand is that this speech that Joe Biden is giving in Georgia is, frankly, it's just going to be filled with misrepresentations from start to finish.
Yeah, which is almost not unlike what went on. And I know you as a lawyer, I'm sure you were pretty incredulous about it as well. I don't know if you want to comment on it, about what Justice Sotomayor and Breyer said yesterday were so factually incorrect. It's just one click of a Google button to find out otherwise at the CDC website.
I mean, yeah, that was shocking, wasn't it? That, you know, here are two of the justices going to make a decision affecting Americans all over the country, and they couldn't get their most basic facts about COVID correct.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. I think things are done intentionally in order to try to make a point, and, you know, not ever having argued before the Supreme Court, but have been there and have witnessed arguments for them. It's a pretty one-sided ordeal, for sure. So you not only have an opportunity to really challenge many of the justices as to what they say.
Well, this was one instance where you could clearly and forcefully do so.
So, Hans, there are those inside the Senate that are saying they will compel a vote on this issue, I think before the third week of January, if my memory serves me correct.
Yes, they're trying to use the deadline of the Martin Luther King holiday, I guess, for symbolic purposes as the deadline for getting this done.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be checking in with you again, and we could go on and on because these bills are somewhat fluid, are they not? I mean, every time pull them down, there's another change in this thing as to what's going in and what's coming out, and you have two different bills that are out there, and I think there's a lot of confusion, too, in the voters' mind as to actually what are they proposing.
The thing for voters to just remember is all of these bills basically represent a federal takeover of the election process and the federal government overriding the choices made by voters and their state representatives in each state on how their elections are going to be run.
Yeah, interesting. Always appreciate having you on, Hans von Spakovsky. Thank you so much for your time and your insight. Have a great week, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. That's Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow with the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870, on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And there's a long list of issues that will be changed by this bill, and to include the financing of campaigns for individuals. And that's where I really begin to have a real serious issue with a lot of what's going on there. Let's go to Melvin on line one. Melvin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Stacey Abramson did lose the gubernatorial race in Georgia, just as ex-President Trump lost the election here to President Joe Biden. I think we would do well for the country if we could come together and say, yes, she lost the gubernatorial race. Yes, President Trump lost the presidential race. Let's all come together and do what's best for the country. So some of the divisive language just is quite annoying at times.
Yeah, it truly is. And I mean, there's hypocrisy at all levels. And I say this all the time. If we could tax hypocrisy, we'd probably be better served. We probably wouldn't have any money issues around here for sure. So what do you think about these bills, categorizing presentation of an ID as being voter suppression?
Well, I'm not very well read on those bills. I tuned in and caught part of your show about 10, 15 minutes ago. So I can't speak intelligent on those bills that are in the process of trying to be passed.
Right. Well, would you believe that if you're asked to present an ID when you go to the polls, that's voter suppression?
No, I don't think that's voter suppression to ask to display your ID. I think that's just a matter of trying to verify that you are who you say you are.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of believe that that's important to the sanctity of an election, don't you?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Now, when there are people who are challenging others, let me rephrase that, when there are regular voters like myself who go to the polls, cast my vote, and upon leaving the polling location, I'm being challenged by someone who is perhaps in support of the opposite party, I have an issue with that. I think that's where we should have security to for those voters who simply want to go in, cast their vote, and ensure that it's counted, as opposed to having to concern themselves with someone who may attempt to intimidate them while on the outside of the polling location.
They, a lot of the folks believe that that's suppressive as well. If they have to have a free and clear zone of politicking. In fact, in this federal bill, they want to ensure that special interest groups are able to donate food and water and to distribute same to voters while waiting in line.
Well,
don't understand. Don't understand why that needs to be. If the not-for-profit or special interest group wants to donate food and water, donate it to the election officials at that poll and let them figure out the best way to distribute the water. But they don't want that.
I think the people who are working the poll news should be able to focus more on making sure that those votes are being properly counted. Now, if you have special interest groups who are willing to go stand outside and hand out food and water to people in line, and that is to include all people in line, regardless of the district at which they're handing out the food or water, you can't just assume, not you particularly, but people can't just assume that they're handing out food or water to primarily Democratic voters or primarily Republican voters. In fact, if you're going to be handing out food or water, it shouldn't matter to you who is standing in line. If your intent is just to ensure that people are going to stay in line, be provided some food and water so that they're not out in 90, 95 degree heat trying to cast their vote or even perhaps being intimidated or trying to be intimidated by others, I think that's important.
Sure, but that's the point, is intent, and we don't really have the tools necessary to determine what the intent is. So it seems to me that the easiest way to avoid any conflict there is to just not allow anyone in that area that's not waiting in line to vote. and not give them an opportunity to hand out anything, whether it's food, water, water in a cup that's advocating one candidate or another, or anything else. Because as you point out, and I think appropriately so, the election officials ought to be more worried about the procedures that are there to protect the sanctity of the vote. And we lose sight of all of that by all of these little silly games that are played outside relative to electioneering. And when you have these more lax rules, they are subject to abuse. Having worked elections for the last, before I took this gig, 40 years, because we worked them every single election cycle in conjunction with the clerk of court, I have seen some of the most devious little tactics to try and curry favor out there all the time. And it just needs to end.
Let me ask you this. Did you observe that?
Sure. And we had to tell people that we have a 600-foot zone in Louisiana. Some states have 1,000 feet that you
no,
can't do it.
I didn't finish my question.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't finish my question. Did you observe, can you say that you observed that on one particular party or on both parties, or can you not say?
Oh, it didn't matter to me. The rule is the rule.
Well, right. It didn't matter. The rule is the rule. I completely understand that. But the point I'm getting at is this. What you observed may have been, one could argue, one form of voter suppression. And what is taking place in other polling locations are other forms of voting suppression. So my point is, obviously, you couldn't be at every location.
What I observed was not voter suppression. What I observed were people trying to encourage folks to vote one way or the other, either in an overt way or a covert way. And the fact of the matter is, I think that voters should be able to show up at a poll and not be bothered by anyone. Mind their own business, stand in line, not have to worry about someone advocating for a position on a ballot proposition or not having to worry about someone advocating for a candidate.
And I agree
ought,
with that.
There ought to be a free zone. In Louisiana, it's 600 feet.
Zone. Just like it should be free of for those who are in charge of counting votes, ensuring that the election process is taking place fairly, they should not be concerned about a former president calling and threatening them. That is wrong. So it happens across the board. We had a sitting president threatening fellow Republicans. That is wrong on all levels. It's
Absolutely.
No right to have someone on the outside of a polling location being threatened. Now, if someone is handing out food and water to all voters at that location, regardless of his or her party, I see nothing wrong with that. Particularly when you consider the conditions in which some of these voters are enduring in order to cast their vote.
I my only disagreement with you is that I believe that there needs to be a safe zone, whether it's 600 feet, 1,000 feet, if they want to put a table up outside of that space and advertise free food and water, they could pick that up on the way in and go stand in line.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. I totally agree with you.
Donald Trump calling the election in Georgia was a stupid thing to do. It should never have happened. And if he's got something to say to that individual, he does so through his legal representatives to the commissioner's legal representatives, and that's the appropriate way to handle that.
Totally agree.
No argument there. None at all.
I'm happy to hear he walked
to the beat of a different drum, and it's a drum that I never did walk to.
Well, not only does he walk to the beat of a different drum, there are a number of politicians, But right now, based on the subject matter, the first one that comes to mind is Ted Cruz. Unfreaking believable. Unbelievable how he backpedals with one single intent in mind, and that is to be elected, reelected, get votes. How are you going to make bold comments?
There are any number of examples of this, and we just talked about Stacey Abrams.
Yeah. Politician. I mean, you know, politician.
She's made a fortune off of getting people to believe that she should have been elected, and there was voter suppression. And the evidence shows just exactly the opposite. The 2018 turnout was unbelievable. Black turnout was unbelievable. She lost, plain and simple.
She lost.
And she has yet to admit to this day that she lost the election. And I just think it's ripe for Democrats to sit and accuse the Republicans of that when the person that they're putting up as the future of their party, Stacey Abrams, is guilty of the same thing. Thank you so much for the call, Melvin. Appreciate it. Have a great week. We have breaking news. Let's go to Dave Cohen, WWL News Director. Dave, take it away.
Well, the city of New Orleans just moments ago announced that as of 6 a.m. tomorrow, according to Health Department Director Dr. Jennifer Evegno, the city of New Orleans will return to an indoor mask mandate. As of 6 a.m. tomorrow, people will be required in all internal spaces to cover their mouth and nose in the city of New Orleans with a mask. As of 6 o'clock tomorrow, we're just getting this information in during a news conference ongoing at City Hall. We'll have details coming up in the news at the top of the hour at noon.
All righty. That's breaking news. We'll love to hear what you have to say about that. There's a lot of evidence out there that cloth masks don't work, surgical masks don't work, KN95 works, and N95 masks work. We'll be right back. Want to hear from you. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are back, folks. Breaking news. City Health Director Dr. Jennifer Evegno says that at 6 a.m. tomorrow, if you're dining inside, the mask mandate will go back into effect. Let's go to Ray on line one. Ray, welcome to the show. Ray, are you there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Noah, how you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Okay, Noah, check this out. Now, I listened to the young gentleman. You need to bring him on your show and give him a chance to really debate you, because he really brought out some very good points. Number one, they did not know the people in line. They did not have in their mind who they was going to vote for. So you can't say, well, they giving water to Democrats and Republicans. Can't say that. But what I'm saying is that he made a good point also.
I didn't say that.
No. I say he made a good point when he said you don't know who the people giving the water and the food to. You're going back to Jim Crow when you start telling people you can't give out water to these people or to that people. The Republicans were behind
this.
Why
is that going back to Jim Crow? What does that have to do with Jim Crow?
Because you're doing what you did us in the 50s and 60s before segregation was outlawed. You told you can't go to this fountain.
So
you have to go to that
fountain. So if you want to set up, a safe space of like we have here in Louisiana, you believe that the 600-foot safe space is a vestige of Jim Crow.
All I'm saying, you compare oranges to apples. All I'm saying is that you can't tell people they can't have a sandwich in the water while they stand in long lines 5 hours. You're
punishing
them.
That's not what I said. What I said was that you shouldn't allow people into the safe zone. If it's 600 feet, people that want to wait in line and not be bothered by special interest groups that have an interest in handing out food, water, or whatever, and maybe have on the papers around the sandwich or an advertising on the cup that they give out of the organization that they belong to, that some folks are offended by that. So
if you want to do it outside
the 600 feet. And I don't understand how that becomes Jim Crow. It's not like anybody's trying to starve someone or have someone die of thirst while in line.
No, let's just be honest now. I'm beginning to think that you kind of like leaning too far to the right. No,
I'm being honest.
I'm giving you your space. I'm telling you, you're almost coming close to the David Duke mentality. I'm telling you.
Well, I think you're stretching there, Ray. I think you're stretching. Yeah, I don't believe so.
All right.
I don't see the impact if all people within that 600-foot area are all treated the same. It has nothing to do with Jim Crow. That's the sound bites that we continue to hear out there. That's the fallback position that just trying to evoke emotion around the issue. I'm not going to be canceled. And I'm not going to not talk about these issues because the rules are for everybody, for the sanctity of the election, so that they're not to be abused. Are sometimes they're a little onerous? Yeah. But if it's about the safety, security, and sanctity of our right to vote, we ought to be all in favor of preserving same and not having it subject to abuse by anybody, to include a president. We'll be right back. And we are back, folks, 504-260-1870. In the next hour, we will have open lines, able to talk about anything that you want to talk about. So give us a call at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We've been talking about the Freedom to Vote Act as well as the John Lewis bill as it relates to federal election law and what they're trying to pass in the Senate and trying to evade the filibuster or eliminate the filibuster in order to pass this bill. I think it's all kind of a distraction as it relates to the inability of the Biden administration to pass the Build Back Better bill and to pull the votes together because there's dissension amongst the ranks within their own party. And instead of trying to get to the 60 votes where Schumer has spoken many, many times in favor of the filibuster, it's amazing how one's perspective changes when you're in the minority as opposed to the majority and vice versa. It is truly amazing how that changes. And now they want to do away with the filibuster as it relates to these issues and try to pass this bill, being the hallmark piece of legislation, thinking that it's one that's consequential enough and maybe evokes enough emotion to get people compelled and forced to change their position on doing away with the filibuster. Turns out could be more than just two Democrats. There are a lot of Democrats that are moderates that are in the middle that not saying much. They're willing to let others fight this battle for the time being. It'll be interesting to see where this goes from there. So when we come back after the top of the hour news, we'll have open lines. We'll talk about a number of different issues. One the state of New York, city of New York, are allowing illegal immigrants to vote in local elections. Is that on the horizon for federal elections as well? And do you support same? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.